The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April,
shot down in May.
But I know I'm gonna change that tune.
Sing it, Frankie, sing it!
When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life. And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks
stomping on a dream.
Stomping on a dream.
Listen to the old man, please. Let it go. Come on, Albert.
But I don't let it get me down.
Why is that, Francis Albert? Talk to us, baby.
Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around.
This is the credo to live by right here.
I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet.
A pawn and a king.
A pawn and a king.
You've been.
I've been up and down and over and out.
You know one thing.
And I know one
thing. Listen to the old man.
Each time I find myself.
Come on, happens to all of us.
Flat on my face.
What do you do, Francis? Come on.
I pick myself up and get back in the race.
That's it, man. They counted Frank Sinatra down so many times. When he was in 1939, he breaks. He comes in. He's got the voice. He's singing. He's singing out of the cabin up there in Englewood Cliffs, it was, right? And then he breaks nationally. And he's with Dorsey. And then he's with Harry James. And then he goes on his own. And then they go, oh, his voice went. Something happened. God, they wrote him off. You forget. They wrote. I wasn't even born. I don't think I was born yet. Or if I was a couple of years old. They wrote the old man off. Done. Washed up. Out, every bad thing you possibly could say, hanging out with gangsters, so rude. Then what happens? From here to eternity, right? He reads the book. People were getting a lot of money back then. Then they did not want to hire the old man for 25 grand he takes, which was seems like a lot back then. But even then, for a film, he took a part, played Maggio for Here to Eternity, wins the Academy Award. Bang, in your face. Then don't forget, again, he was going, they count him off. All I remember as a kid, and you wonder why I admire Frank Sinatra so much. There was always something negative in the news. It was gossip about Frank Sinatra. He's a mafia guy. He does this. His attitude. And all it made us do as fans is love him more. You know? So when I hear the old man sing that song, I'm telling you, it happens to all of us too. Not just that you go up, you go down, you do well, you're not doing so well. You have the ups and downs. You pick yourself up, you get right back in the race. And that's the epitome of fighting in this world and doing what's positive. Hey, by the way, I never give credit to That's Life when it's played. You know what? Because I have no idea who wrote it. So I looked it up. It's written by Dean Kay and Kelly Gordon. So that's who wrote That's Life. Just a genius song. And I don't know that it was originally written for the old man, Frankie Five Boroughs. I don't know that it was originally, you know, I don't know. But all I know is that was the second take. That was, I don't know what that is. That could be something. That's just our new board, a new board. The old man went in, his second take he took. He was angry because the producer said, Mr. Sinatra, would you do that one more take, one more take? He wanted to get out of there. One take. You could hear it in his voice. So anyway, that's, and forgive me for getting off on it, but that's the credo that you live by. You know, puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a king. You went up, down, over, out. You know one thing. You know, each time you smack down, you get right back up. Come on. That's our credo. That's our credo as a country, too. And that's why there's so much negativity. I want to just put it aside and take the positive, take the high road, and don't let them get us down.
Yeah, it was originally recorded by Marion Montgomery.
Of course it was. Yeah, Marion Montgomery, my favorite recording artist. Who's Marion Montgomery, Frankie? Huh? Who is that?
I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pious poet. I'm Marion Montgomery.
Sang the Queen of England.
I say, Donald.
I love it.
And we don't know what Marion Montgomery sounds like, but we think it's like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she's got a county named after her. That's like, hey, how are you? Who was that? I don't know who that was. Can we find out?
She was someone that was...
That's what all the people...
Please promise me to sing that at Frank's wedding.
Now,
riding high in the hill, oh, shot down in May.
Now, it came to Frank Sinatra.
I'm going to do this for the next hour.
So, do you want to hear...
I've been a puppety popper, a piratey poet.
Do you want to hear the actual...
No, he doesn't.
...version of That's Life?
Did you find it?
I do.
Yes, please.
Okay, ready? Okay, this is Marion
That's
Montgomery.
That's life.
What is this?
That's Life, as it was originally
That's
reported.
Life. Yes, that's what people...
Actually, not far from what
you're in April.
Shut down in
May. Shut down in May.
Got a good voice.
I know I'm going to change their little tune.
Sounds like Sammy a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
When I'm back on top.
That's not so bad.
All right. Okay, now, but that's not how Frank Sinatra discovered the song.
What?
So he was in his car, and he hears a version of this song, not by Marion.
I know. By Richie Havens.
No.
Oh, guess. Hold up. He heard an artist doing this song.
On the radio.
Robert Goulet.
No.
Someone I know. Give me a hint. Come on, Al. Help me out here.
The first name is just initials.
B.J. Thomas.
No. That's a good guess.
Good. Okay. First initials.
O.C. Smith.
Oh, okay. Really?
Here's a version by O.C. Smith.
Wasn't he back for the Giants back in 1985?
Do you want to hear the O.C. Smith version of this song?
I do! Are you kidding me? Oh! Now, this sounds good. When I back up on top in June. The old man heard this. This is great. Listen to this. This is great.
That's life. Funny as it seems.
Oh, come on, O.C. That is great,
this is
Frankie.
Actually,
this
some people get
their kids. This is now on the playlist, Frankie.
Stepping on dreams. But I won't let it get me down.
Can we hear Puppet Pauper for a second? Can we do that? 12 minutes after 9 o'clock. Trust me, we got news. O.C. Smith, here it is.
I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate.
This is great. Come on.
This is terrific, actually.
Good, fine.
Up and down and over and down.
Oh, come on.
You gotta send me this list.
I know one thing.
You wonder why I like Frank Sinatra. He hears that. He
hears it in his car in 1965.
Wow.
Stops the car.
Really?
Stops the car.
Yeah.
Calls his daughter, because he didn't have car phones back then, to call his daughter and tells her, find out the publisher of the song because he wants to record it. So she did. And then he first performed it in 1966.
Oh, that's spectacular.
On a TV special.
It was on a special, one of the specials he did it.
Yes, that's right.
O.C. Smith, good find. Great history. That's still a great song. That guy nailed it. And Mrs.
But the version that was recorded in that TV special is not like the version we play on the radio.
Really?
It's not like the recorded version.
Well, I should know this.
Then he goes to do a recorded version. And he was the
who produced it? Ernie Freeman? Why is that name? Someone will call and tell me.
I think it may have been Nelson Riddle.
Yeah, Nelson Riddle conducted it. Arranged it and conducted it, probably.
So apparently, according to the stuff of lore, right, got him to record a take at this.
Yeah,
right,
he
ended the first take with, oh, yeah. Then they asked him to perform it again, which annoyed one take Sinatra, right?
Yeah.
And so this resulted in the biting performance that's almost done out of spite.
Yeah.
And that's the version
and he ended it with my instead of oh yeah. Great history. Yeah. Underrated song, you know, because you always know Under My Skin, Come Fly With Me, Fly Me to the Moon, and all the great Frank Sinatra standards. But this is classic, and that is great. O.C. Smith. Now, you remind me of Michael, my son, when he tells me about all the blues artists. He tells me blues artists I never even heard of that he discovers. Now, O.C. Smith, that's a great. Now, I guess O. Smith, he was a pretty big recording star.
I mean,
back
not
then.
Like Sinatra. No. I mean, and that song did okay for O.C. Smith,
yeah.
But it was mostly a regional hit in Los Angeles and Detroit and some other places.
Great stuff.
But
great
it never
stuff.
Got the kind of national attention.
So while we're done, listen, I want to tell you some more riveting news at 14 after 9. My cousin Paulie just texted me, and he says, he goes, we're talking about wedding gifts for Frank. What do you get for Frankie Five Boroughs when he gets wedding? And Paulie just texted me, listen to me. He said, you gave us an ice cream maker when we got married in August 1980. And I go, can I re-gift it to Frankie Five Boroughs? Paulie goes, look. He goes, yeah, it's still in the box.
That's actually very funny.
Wouldn't that kind of give me the ice cream maker?
I would actually appreciate that. Something re-gifted from a genuine Piscopo family.
Hold on to it, cousin Paulie. We're coming to you, man. Oh, my Lord. It's a crazy. Now, Rich Rofe is going to join us. We're going to talk about that. The helicopter crash yesterday. Rich is a private pilot. Great, a very knowledgeable aviator, Rich is, and a great guy from Long Island. He'll join us. And Gina Biancardi, founder and president of Casa Belvedere, which is legendary on Staten Island. I've been there. Beautiful, beautiful place. The Italian Cultural Foundation is in Staten Island. We'll be talking to Gina about the preservation of Italian culture in America today. Hello. And forgive me for hitting on that, but you know what? They're going to tear us down. If someone does, if I don't stick up for the Italian-American community, trust me, they're going to try to tear us down. 16 after 9, there have been calls on our Balance of Nature phone line. Let me go to Big Julie, who's just loves saying that on the radio. Big Julie on the radio. Hey, Big Julie, welcome back to the show, man. What's on your mind this morning?
Listen, about this medical thing, let me tell you something. Again, in America, doctors are being punished for their success and being forced to join networks because of high cost of medical equipment, insurance, and education. You know, if the government would subsidize those people for their success and many years of schooling, maybe possibly we won't be forced to go into unnecessary office visits just to maintain their conveyance of money to maintain all their insurances and everything.
Yeah.
You know, let's treat them like first responders because they do save lives, Joe.
Yep, thank you. Nice. Thanks, Julie. You're always right. Julie's always right on the money. You know what the thing is about? We're talking about medical. Also, don't forget, the doctors are paid by these big pharmaceuticals. And also, you have to give Big Pharma credit because they come up with these great drugs that allow guys like me, like Synthroid. I take Synthroid every day because I had half my thyroid taken out when I had cancer of the thyroid all those years ago. And now I could take the Synthroid. Plus, people that live, even Al, you take medication that could sustain and you can live and outlive cancer at this point. The fact of the matter is, if you look at what's happening with the opioid epidemic and the fact that they, and forgive me, I'm not saying that they did this, but accusations are that Big Pharma did that. So you do get hooked. So you have to constantly keep using the drug. It's a legitimate fight. Also a concern, but also that can they cure cancer? Can they cure Alzheimer's? Do that because it's such a big business. I am, forgive me, guilty as charged, conspiratorial enough to think that, you know what, maybe they could cure cancer and they don't want to because they're making too much darn money.
Well, I don't know about the cancer cure, but we do know a little bit about the Alzheimer's situation. So Pfizer had this drug that they had developed for something else, and they learned that it was going to offer substantial promise when it comes to treating Alzheimer's, and they chose not only not to pursue it themselves, but they chose to bury all information about it, not publish any
that's
data.
That's true. That's documented now?
Yes. Yes. This came out last week. Actually, you know who brought this to my attention is John Katzmatidis.
And it was
part of this medical industrial complex.
Wow.
It's not just Big Pharma, but it's the insurance companies, it's the hospitals, and the American Medical Association.
But do they have a cancer cure, but just don't want to come up with it?
I haven't seen any information. That was an Alzheimer's joke.
Oh, that's terrible. No, because I was going to say, my mother-in-law said the other day, she thinks that they have a cure for cancer, and they're not releasing it.
I'm sorry, Frank. I couldn't resist. I had to say to say that. God forgive me. I'll be there soon enough. Repeating myself over and over again. Oh, my God.
My mother-in-law mentioned the other day she thinks that the pharmaceutical companies have a cure for cancer and they're not coming out with it because they would lose money. And I can't imagine that that would be the case because all cancers are different. They're not all treated the same way.
I put this out. Leave John Dean in whatever cave he came out of, man. Send him back to the Democrats. You're running for president of the United States. Say, I would like to work with this great businessman, Donald J. Trump, President Trump, and we want to come up with helping to cure cancer.
Well, you know, that
Remember the war on cancer? Yeah, what happened with that?
Remember when Joe Biden was vice president, he was going to lead this moonshot on cancer to find a cancer cure.
Exactly right.
Now that the guy's running for president, I haven't heard him mention cancer once. I've heard him mention, he's given a speech in Iowa today, and I think Trump's going to be in Iowa also.
Biden
is going to mention Trump in his speech today 76 times,
my Lord.
According to the transcript.
They got nothing.
Okay, so
they
there's something really wrong when he's mentioning cancer. Answer zero times.
Thank you.
And Donald Trump 76.
And it's funny, they're both going to be in Iowa today, and Trump would love to do this, but they'll never do it because obviously Secret Service concerns or whatever.
Yeah.
Could you see Trump like showing up at the speech and like heckling Biden?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, go home, Joe. You're not going to win. Yeah. Like,
actually, I can see that.
I could too, but I'd just say it wouldn't be a surprise.
Let me go to Charlie Finch. We got 2 seconds, Charlie, but I wanted to get you on the air, my friend. How you doing on our Balance of Nature phone lines, Charlie?
O.C. Smith's number one hit was Little Green
Apple. Yes, yes, yes. You're right. You are good, man. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you. Little, which, by the way, did the old man record that, too? I don't know that he did.
I don't know.
But, you know, O.C. Smith, God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. Remember that, Debbie? Remember that song?
I don't remember that one.
Oh,
I remember
we'll have to play. Great song.
I could have sworn it.
The old man did record that song.
I don't
but I love that.
That
he was aware of all that. I'll tell you what. We're going to bring Rich Roffe, my buddy, who is a professional pilot, to the airwaves. We're going to see what he knows, the inside line, on at least his take on what happened in Manhattan yesterday at 9:21, and it is Debbie Duhaime live and local on the roads of New York and surrounding areas traffic-wise. How are we doing this morning, Deb?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. First of all, the downtown one train running with delays because of some signal problems. Also seeing delays on the A train as well. Let's see what's happening with the PATH trains. Hoboken to World Trade and Journal Square to 33rd. Delays with signal problems, and on the LIRR, it looks like a suspension right now on the Ronkonkoma branch. It's fully suspended, and it's all due to a problem involving some type of a gas leak. So we're going to keep an eye on that for you this morning. Inbound side of the GWB 25, Lincoln 40, Holland 30 minutes in, 80 West in Elmwood Park by exit 61. A collision. Newark Bay Extension East is also going to be busy as you get out toward the Newark Bay Bridge. 78 East, exit 24, an accident there. And we're still seeing delays this morning as you head over to the westbound belt into Rockaway Boulevard with an accident as well. Partly cloudy today, high of 78. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager sees a huge trend that leads to a crumbling society.
4 in 10 American children are now born to unmarried mothers, up from about 5%, that's 1 in 20, in 1960. I would say the majority of people under 40 would respond, so what?
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Want a great night's sleep? Get a 2-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM 970.
My business is at stake because the government told me I can't live out my faith in the workplace.
I was arrested for handing out the U.S. Constitution on my college campus. A state law is forcing me to advertise for abortion.
I realize those statements sound unbelievable, but it's true. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Our most fundamental freedoms are under attack, and these very attacks could happen in your business, in your school, or even where you volunteer. I'm asking you to give to the Freedom Fund right now to protect not only your freedoms, but also the freedoms of your children and grandchildren. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com and click on the ADF banner, Alliance Defending Freedom, or call 800-569-1559. Your gift of $100 will help defend your freedom and provide the resources needed to fight critical court battles. That's 800-569-1559, 800-569-1559, or AM970TheAnswer.com.
Imagine your increase in sales with your website at the top of search engines, getting first crack at millions of potential customers. We know how to make that happen. We're Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness with ideas to dramatically grow your profits. Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Joe, on the radio, 924. You know, I take my dog Otis everywhere with me now. I put him in the car, and you want to secure your pet with a harness. May I suggest the headlight harness? Best thing ever invented, I'm telling you, by Marilyn and Peter, our friends, the Pianellis. They're great. Oh, don't forget, a couple, lovely, handsome couple, said, let's invent this great thing for dogs, because do you know 1.2 million dogs are killed on the road each year? Do you believe that? Well, this is a great new product that every dog owner needs. It's the headlight harness. And Marilyn and Peter came up with this. They came, again, to the radio show here, and they said, Joe, we'd like to get on the air. And I tried it on Otis, and it's spectacular. So, again, when I take my dog with me, and we go wherever we're going, and Otis just likes to travel in a car. It's a riot, I'm telling you. So we'll go to an area, like I told you, whether it's on the street or in New York. Remember, I came to New York. You don't want to just let your dog out, even on a leash. If you get the headlight harness, there's an LED light right integrated right into the chest of the headlight harness. Boom. It's like a big, bright, beaming light. Scares away everybody. Other cars see them. And then you get, if you can get the leash has got reflective tape on it. This is a spectacular invention and everyone needs for your pet. You just go to headlightharness.com, please. It comes in a variety of colors. I bought one for my sister Carol and her dog. She absolutely loves it. This headlight harness can be customized with the pet's name on it. And what I love most about the headlight harness, I've told you this before, it's impossible to escape, and it's a no-choke, no-pull design. So my dog's like 115 pounds, right, Otis? And God forbid, he could wrestle at anything because he's so strong. The harness goes right around his body. It is so safe for the dog. Whether you're in the vehicle, taking him for a walk, or you're out in the boondocks like I am, with all those animals around, forget about it. They don't go near him because of that beautiful bold light that comes out of the chest of the headlight harness. Headlightharness.com. Now, if you use the promo code AM970, Marilyn and Peter will give you 20% off. 20% off on everything on the site. You've got to check out headlightharness.com. Promo code, please, AM970. Or if you want to call, here's the number. I'll give it to you twice. 800-597-0181. 800-597-0181.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio is screaming through this Tuesday on Facebook and on YouTube, 927 on AM970, The Answer. Around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. I'm just brushing the topics off the back of my neck. And so thank you, Matt. Matt Sambolin goes, oh, Joe, makeup on your neck. Yeah, you know what? If I looked like a handsome young guy like you, Matt Sambolin, I wouldn't need all this makeup and dusting and everything else. Hey, let me go to a serious subject here. This helicopter crash yesterday, my gosh, everybody's talking about it all around the country. We were so lucky. And I have a friend who's a great, great pilot, Rich Rofe. He's a private pilot and aviation analyst. And Rich, welcome to the show, man. I love you, man. And thanks for joining us this morning, my friend.
Hi, Joe. Sure, anytime.
So, Rich, tell us about, I know, thanks, I know you know Rich Kimball, who, I spoke with Rich, by the way. He's with the president, by the way, down in Washington as we speak, you know. Yeah. He's the guy that drives, that rides that big Trump helicopter. You see that big Trump on the side? That's Rich and pilot. He pilots all the Trump family around in that. And David, David Windmiller, your buddy, Rich, that you got me to take from out in West Jersey. That was so cool. He, and Rich,
yeah,
you...
Actually, yeah, Windmiller is one of the greatest pilots I know. Actually,
he really. And I tell you, you're pretty darn good yourself, man. Taking me with the plane with the parachute on it, and I was with Mo. Wasn't with Mo? Mo's like 6'5", and she fit in that plane great, man. That was great. But tell us what do you think? What's your take on what happened with this tragedy yesterday, Rich?
Well, you know, there's so many questions still out there. Obviously, Joe, we don't know all the answers yet. It was, first of all, tragic, and I hate, you know, coming on to talk about this kind of a topic.
Understood. Sure. Yep.
Stuff happens. First of all, you had some weather, real, you know, foggy, bad weather yesterday. I'm not exactly sure, and I don't want to cast aspersions on anyone. I don't know why decisions were made. You know, you're not there. You really don't know until the FAA and the NTSB come in and do all the investigations, which they will do, and they're great at it, and they do it thoroughly. You don't really know the reasons for certain things, but you can guess, obviously. These things do happen in weather sometimes. I don't see a lot of helicopters flying yesterday at that hour, to be honest. That was unusual. So it could be a weather-related thing. Mm. It also could have been a medical thing. You know, there is such a thing as a heart attack and things like that. You know, when you're out there by yourself, don't doubt it, but it could be. It could be a mechanical thing. You know, things do happen. This is a great machine. It was a 109 Augusta helicopter, so it's a very, you know, stable twin-engine, eight-passenger, sophisticated helicopter. You know, he wasn't flying a two-seat, you know, single-engine plane there. Right. So I don't know if it was mechanical, and nobody does yet. But I do know it was pretty bad weather, and usually you don't see helicopters flying in those conditions.
So, and tell us about IFR and VFR that we were chatting about last night on the phone, Rich, if you would.
Yeah, very simply, VFR is visual flight rules, and it means that you can have, you know, contact, visual contact with the ground. You can see certain distances in the sky as well. Mm. And IFR is instrument flight rules, meaning you are restricted to using your instrumentation. Just like, you know, if you've been on a commercial airline and you're flying in, you know, bad weather or, you know, pitch black skies with clouds, it's not a problem because the instruments are what pilots are trained to use, and the instruments today are super sophisticated. I have them in my plane. Not all planes have them, and not all planes are IFR certified. This particular helicopter happened to be IFR certified, so you can fly in those conditions. Now, from what I've read, and I don't know everything yet, again, we don't know everything yet, he wasn't on an IFR flight plan, which I want to find out why not, if that's true. And that will come out, I think, shortly, meaning he wasn't on with ATC. And the other odd thing is that he flew into a TFR. And as you well know, Trump Tower is a TFR area, a temporary flight restriction area, since 2017. And it's going to be one for either another year and a half or another six and a half years. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
So you have this TFR area where you're really not supposed to be flying unless you're cleared through with ATC. And my gut is that he went into that area to get on top of that building to save lives, because if he was going to go down, in the streets, you know, obviously not a good thing.
Yeah. So we were talking about, so if he takes off from 34th Street, Rich, and then it kind of goes up, I mean, and Linden is like just south of that, just right across the river virtually. So how does he end up in the middle of Manhattan? Could the wind blow a chopper back like that? I mean, could that happen?
No, I don't think so. That leads me to believe some kind of spatial disorientation, again, which happens if you're flying in complete, you know, blocked out visibility, clouds, things of that nature, where you literally can lose your direction, not know left from right, up from down.
Wow.
It does happen if you're not using the instruments, or they're not available to you, or you're not instrument rated, or you're not using them properly. That can happen. Really unusual. And I've read conflicting reports. You know, one said he took off from the east side, one said from the west side. I don't know what they've confirmed yet.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make a ton of sense. That's where the big confusion for me comes in as to, you know, why.
Yeah, and Rich Roffe, if you know, like David Windmiller, if you like an elite stunt pilot like David is, but if you're just a regular pilot and you're doing these helicopter trips, shouldn't they be restricted flying over Manhattan at all?
Well, there are restrictions, and you do have to have go in certain corridors and stuff of that nature. But I hate when they immediately go for the restrictions and the canceling of flights and the non-essential and all that kind of stuff. Because at the end of the day, there is inherent risk in everything we do, right? If they had a TV station just dedicated to fatal car crashes, it would be full 24/7. The reason these things are so newsworthy is because, one, they're very, very rare, and two, because thousands of flights a day, right? And you hear about this stuff once in a while, thousands of days and thousands of flights. And the other thing is that it's sensational because it's coming out of the sky, versus on the ground. But if a guy has a heart attack driving an 18-wheeler down the city of Manhattan Street and plows into people, it would be just as hard, worse.
Yeah.
This guy actually put this thing down on a building and did no damage to anyone but himself, unfortunately.
Yeah, Rich Roffe is an aviator specialist and a great pilot. That plane you have is great. What's that? Can you tell us the name of the plane that you have?
I have two planes, but the one that you know about is a Cirrus SR-22, which is the most popular single-engine aircraft in the country. It has been for quite a long time. And it's really super sophisticated. It's got a lot of amazing equipment in it, and it has that parachute that you know about.
Oh, so I love that.
It's a great feature.
I love that. Hey, Rich, can you, before we let you go, Rich, you're a personal friend, and I hate to lean on you like this, but I am. You have a Frank Sinatra story. We were just talking about the old man. Is that true, what you just, you texted me a while ago?
I mean, this is just so random, but I thought about it when I was listening to you talking about Frank.
Yeah.
My dad, who is about 86 now, used to be a teletypist. He would send basically pre-fax, pre-internet, pre-all that stuff. Back in the day when he was a kid, he would work at the Waldorf Astoria, and he would send teletypes for anyone who wants to get a wire to another country.
A telegram or something.
If you didn't want to mail a letter that would take 3 weeks, you could go and send to Western Union, and you'd pay by the letter. So one day he's standing at his booth in the Waldorf lobby.
Yeah.
He's about 18 years old. And Frank comes in with a pack of guys, not the Rat Pack, because I asked him that, but it's just a pack of guys with him.
Yeah.
And he hands my dad a 3-page, which is very expensive in those days, handwritten letter to Ava Gardner, who was filming a movie, I think, somewhere in Africa at the time, somewhere overseas.
Yeah.
And my dad, being the nice guy that he is, offers Frank, if you send this 24-hour service, it's only $7. But if you send it, immediately, it's going to cost you 10 times that.
Yeah.
And Frank's like, I don't give a crap about the money.
Send it now,
my
kid.
Dad types the letter,
send it now.
Sends it. He takes his time. He sends it.
Wow.
But what my dad does now is what kills me is he takes the letter, like all of them, and he throws it in the garbage.
Oh, Lord. Lord.
My dad had a handwritten letter from Frank to Ava Gardner. Oh. And I said, Dad, that would have been the greatest piece of memory you could ever have in your life.
That's a great story, Rich. Oh, my God. Does he remember what was in the letter, though? Does he tell you from memory?
I'm going to ask him all the details, and next time I talk to you, I'll tell you the whole thing.
Rich, thanks for your expertise. Listen, thanks for
that.
And then maybe I'll see you at the David Cohn event coming up, which we'll talk. Maybe you come back. We'll talk about that as we get close.
I hope so. That'd be terrific.
Thank you for your expertise, Rich Roffe, and love to the family, my friend. Thank you so much.
Somebody.
All right, Rich. Thanks a million. Episcopal in the morning. It's a 9:37 right now. Hey, Gina Biancardi is going to join us momentarily to talk about some Italian culture. Big Al Gattulo standing by with the headline news live and local on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
64 degrees at 9:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Hours after Watkins Glen International announced it was not going to host Woodstock 50, organizers are vowing to come up with an alternative venue. The 50th anniversary concert has been plagued by problems. First, it lost its chief financial backer. Then the production company pulled out, prompting a court battle. Yesterday, the racetrack announced the event will no longer be held there. Organizers say the event, slated for August 16th through 18th, will go on as planned. They look forward to announcing the new location within the next couple of weeks. The New Jersey Hall of Fame is officially announcing its next class of inductees. Governor Murphy was at Newark Liberty Airport yesterday to announce the 2019 class. A group, Murphy said, represent a state of doers who have changed the world for the better. Among the people who got the nod are rockers Southside Johnny Lyon and the Smithereens, while writers Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin and the late Peter Benchley, best known for writing Jaws, are also joining the hall. Seinfeld actor Jason Alexander and former football Giants Harry Carson and Bart Oates also made the cut, as did businesswoman and TV star Martha Stewart. In sports, rain the big winner in the Bronx last night. Subway Series opener between the Yankees and Mets was postponed. They'll make that up with a split doubleheader today. First pitch for the first game is at 1:05, second game at 7:05 p.m. NBA Finals will go back to Oakland for Game 6. Warriors close Game 5 on a 9-2 run to stun the Raptors 106-105 in Toronto. Game 6 set for Thursday. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. You're stuck in traffic on the Cross Bronx West, Bruckner, all the way out to the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. It's construction at the outbound GWB Throgs Neck Bridge. Construction as well, Queensbound. That's causing a delay this morning. Whitestone, a little bit better for you. Now, traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you as you take a ride to the eastbound Gowanus. That's still stop and go, getting up and out toward the Prospect. Prepare for some stop and go traffic as well on 78 eastbound, getting out toward the New Jersey Turnpike. It looks like you're moving slowly in the express lane. 80 West in Elmwood Park, accident cleared. Inbound GWB 20 minutes in. Lincoln 30. Holland still about 25. And we're still seeing delays on 280 East, exit 11, with an accident there as well. 17 West getting up toward Chester, exit 125. An accident blocking one lane. Partly cloudy this afternoon, high of 78. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Right now at Napa Auto Care Centers, when you spend $250 on Napa brake parts, you can get a $75 prepaid Visa card. Quality parts installed by the pros. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Care Centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 6/30/19.
2020 will be the most important election in our lifetime. Big issues on the ballot, and the biggest of them all, health care, the rising cost of prescription drugs. Democrats are pushing a plan called Medicare for All. They want to take a program seniors paid into all of their lives and open it to all comers. It should be called Medicare for None because it's wrong and it's unfair. Where's the AARP on this? Why aren't they lobbying hard to stop this raiding of your Medicare? Where's the AARP on the rising cost of prescription drugs and the middlemen who drive up prices on all of us? That's why I urge you to join me and join AMAC. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Unlike the AARP, AMAC is fighting hard against Medicare for All. They're fighting hard for transparency and competition on the drug pricing front. Go to Gallagher for AMAC.com. It's just $16 a year to get your AMAC senior card. Gallagher for AMAC.com or call 855-624-6229. 855-624-6229. Join AMAC today. The stakes have never been higher.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
You got to go to Moe's. Hey, it's Joe's on the radio. It's 941 on AM 970, The Answer right now. And we're going to have Gina Biancardi join us momentarily. We're going to talk about the Italians. Forgive me. But if I can, I will, because we need all the help we can get. Can I tell you about Balance of Nature first? I love Balance of Nature. I told you I stopped taking it for a second because I ran out. This was just last week, and I'm going, and then all of a sudden I woke up, and I felt in the back of my throat something. See the free radicals I tell you about? They're waiting. They're waiting to attack you. But I have the ultimate antioxidants, and it's Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Just as simple as that. It doesn't have this icky smell or upset your stomach like a vitamin does. This is invented by Dr. Douglas Howard, who says Balance of Nature is changing the world one life at a time. And he's so right. So I just upped my dosage of Balance of Nature. I'm like on fire. I feel great. Grace of God. Don't take it for granted.
And by the way, this is not, I know the FDA listens to these things. This is not like a clinical study. This is a Joe study. And if it happens, and it is good for me, if it is good for Five Boroughs, who told us, he's the first guy to tell us about it. If it's working for Albert, if it's working for Debbie, it certainly could work for you. We invite you to join us on this balance of nature train. All right. And now for a limited time, I can give you 30% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Here's the number, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the code The Answer. That's the discount code, is The Answer, when you go to balanceofnature.com. Or again, you can call 800-246-8751. Balance of Nature. Good health, it's only a phone call away.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy dot com studios.
Come belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette con butto belle faste già.
Look at that.
Sotercelle di Roma.
How great is Dean Martin? Dino Paul Crescetti from Steubenville, Ohio. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. And a good morning to you. It is 9:43. Gina Biancardi is a legend, a very young legend in Staten Island, founder and president of Casa Belvedere. Belvedere, as I say, the Italian Cultural Foundation. Yeah, you know what? Thank you. And thanks for keeping the heritage alive in the great borough of Staten Island. Not enough Italians in Staten Island, huh, Gina?
Oh, there's plenty of Italians in Staten Island. Actually, I think we're about 45% out of 500,000.
Wow. Yeah. So where did your family come from in Italy? I should know this.
Provincia di Avellino, which is a province of Avellino. Sure. It's called Mognano del Cardinale. And then Sarno, which is a province of Salerno.
See, now this is scary. Do you see the connection? My family comes from Prato la Sera in Avellino, in the province of Avellino, and on my mother's side, Sarno, in Salerno.
Really?
Yes, I don't know the name of the town, but the Sarno is the province, is like the,
yes, exactly,
the region, and that's from that area. Is that the wildest thing? You know, from that's, now I may stop by there when we go over on the Perillo tours.
Oh, very nice.
And so we're going up to Prato la Sera, but Salerno, I just drove through it. Beautiful down there.
Beautiful. Well, it's very close to the Amalfi Coast, which I think is one of the most amazing places in the world.
Yeah, it's very, very true. But back then, when our parents and grandparents came over, our great-grandparents came over, abject poverty. They just had nothing.
Sure. It was post-World War II.
Yeah, that's right.
So they had no jobs. They had no food. You know, my dad used to tell stories of the American trucks passing by and throwing chocolate to the kids in the street.
The GIs.
Yeah.
And then, you know what's so funny? When I went over there, they would have olives. They would have olives. There's hills, but yet they harvested the, they grew the olive on the side of the hills. And then I would go to these barrels, water in the barrels, and fish in the barrels. Like, they were true, like, farmers, and they utilized every piece of land.
Absolutely.
It is. Well, tell us about the Italian-American, the Italian Cultural Foundation in Staten Island.
Well, it's housed in a beautiful 1908.
Been there. Remember I was there?
Mansion. Yes, I remember.
Great. That was so
and
much fun.
You were great.
That was so
really
much
great.
Fun. All the Italians.
Everyone loved you.
That was great.
And who doesn't love you, right?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So it's a mansion, a 1908 historic landmark building belonging to John Roebling's granddaughter in 1908.
Wow.
So it has a lot of history. And that whole hill, in fact, it's called Grimes Hill, is very historic. It was for high society in the mid-1800s.
Oh, that's
and
funny.
Early 19th century.
Italians couldn't even get in there back then, right?
It was German Lutheran.
Look at that. Look
German
at that.
German Lutheran. We weren't. It wasn't a huge wave of Italian immigrants at that time.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had people like Cornelius Vanderbilt, the Horman Castle, which was a big beer company. Of course, the Stearns. They were in silk and textile.
To how Howard got started, right?
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
Baba Booey was right from that area, too. No, that's so funny. In Staten Island, you don't think about it, right?
Right.
of all the history.
It's very
there.
Old.
Yeah.
Very
so old. So we stood, you know, I affiliate myself with the Columbus Citizens Foundation in Manhattan,
of
which
course.
Is great.
Love them too.
And Angelo Vivolo does a great job.
Oh, he's fantastic.
We fought the fight. And the National Italian American Foundation.
I know.
And when Johnny Viola ran
yes,
that,
he's
that
a
was,
good friend.
Oh, Johnny's the best.
He's the good
so,
friend.
But when the statue was coming down, I know it was hard for non-Italians to understand, particularly, and is Mayor de Blasio an Italian? The way he reacted, I don't know that he is. But for them, the politicians, the Governor Cuomo, they didn't understand what it meant to us.
It
wasn't
symbolizes,
a statue.
Yeah. The struggle, the Italian-American struggle, immigrant story.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's going to be good and bad associated with everything, but that's not something that we want to go away.
Yeah, so true.
Because it's our only holiday.
And so do we change it? I didn't know, Gina. Should we change it to Italian-American Day? Because if you look at Columbus, I have a book at home. The whole attack on him is flawed. It's flawed. The whole argument is flawed.
Right.
Yet these
politics,
you know, and thank God for the little town of Glen Rock, New Jersey. Remember, they were going to take away the holiday, and they did not. They voted unanimously to keep the Columbus Day. So we applaud Glen Rock, New Jersey for doing that.
Absolutely.
But it's just a celebration of the people. You think about our parents. Did your parents came over?
In 1960, so I'm first generation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I spoke Italian.
Yeah.
I did speak Italian before I spoke English, but dialect. Neapolitan dialect.
But did your parents or did your parents tell you, you got to learn English? I
no.
Right?
My father would say, interestingly, at home, this is my house.
Yeah.
I am Italian. We speak Italian.
Yeah.
Only Italian.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if they make fun of you at school. Doesn't matter if they make fun of me at work because he worked for the TA with the Medigans, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, he was very strong about that. And I'm glad he was.
But when you went out, you had to speak the English,
sure,
right?
Sure.
All right. So is there now? There's a tournament coming up. Tell us. Oh, it's a bocce tournament. This is great.
Yeah.
Tell us about that, and how can we find out about it?
Sure. Taste of Italy Bocce Fest.
Thank you. Very good.
And it's on June 23rd.
Okay.
So it's a Sunday, family day.
There you go.
We'll have plenty of kids' activities. The bocce tournament begins at 9 a.m. and it's an all day affair. We're going to have food vendors, sausage and peppers.
Sausage. That's great.
Everybody loves that. And, you know, many Italian specialties. And ending with a beautiful spread inside the mansion, raw bar and pasta station. And we love the chef that we have now, Massimo Felice.
Yeah.
Really great food.
Okay.
Location you can't beat.
Awesome.
You see the Verrazano Bridge.
And, it is beautiful. It's
it
to
really
die
is.
For.
It's a one of a kind.
Where will you do the bocce?
We have bocce courts. We have two right now.
Where were they?
But
in the back?
We also do on the side.
Yeah, okay.
They weren't there when you came.
Okay.
It's new. But also in the big lawn, that big lawn in the front.
We're
going to set up 8 additional courts.
Yeah.
You know, like makeshift.
Wow.
Not really makeshift. Cinder blocks and the whole thing.
This is great.
Yeah.
This is huge. How can we find out about it? Is there a website we can
Yes. Go? Casa-Belvedere.org. Casa-Belvedere.org. Staten
Island. Thank you, Gina.
You can register online.
Thank you. Frankie
It'll be
said.
A fun day.
See,
I hope you can stop by.
Thank you. You know what? We got a crazy weekend, but maybe it ends up the 23rd in Staten Island.
You too.
I'd like to. I'm going to make an effort to be there in the afternoon.
There you go.
There you go.
Thanks for keeping the heritage alive. Gina Bicardi right there, founder and president of Casa Belvedere, the Italian Cultural Foundation in Staten Island. Debbie, I think you got some Italian in your blood, too.
Have 0.9% of one, not even 1%.
I knew there was a little bit
not
of it.
Not even 1%, but I did get the DNA done, and Italian showed up at the tiniest amount.
Yeah.
So
listen,
we
you are officially somewhat Italian, and we love you for that, Deb. Deb, thanks for doing a great job all morning on this crazy morning at 9:51 on AM 970. The Answer. How are we doing tonight, right now, Deb, on the roads?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Gina. Let's see what's happening here on 287. 287 eastbound as you get out toward the area of exit 5 into White Plains. Looks like an accident being cleared. 17 westbound exit 125. An accident heading up toward Chester. Inbound GWB down to a 5-minute delay. The outbound GWB upper level. They're doing emergency pothole repairs. That's why it's horrible on the Cross Bronx. The Cross Bronx westbound bumper to bumper as you get out toward the Alexander Hamilton Bridge into the GWB because of that pothole repair going on. And we're still seeing some delays on the Cross Island North at Hempstead Turnpike. It's an accident in the process of being cleared from that spot as well. Inbound Lincoln, that's 30. Holland about 20. 78 eastbound exit 58. Getting into Newark, a collision. The New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur heading north. Looks like an accident being clear, getting up past 14 in Newark as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Larry Elder explains how the president fights back.
The London mayor and vocal Trump critic excoriated the U.S. leader. Trump is employing new sinister methods to deliver the message of the fascist of the 20th century, and you think that Donald J. Trump is going to take this sitting down? That's not how it works anymore. He doesn't roll like that.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hoppe, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-813-5400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-813-5400. That's 1-800-813-5400. 1-800-813-5400.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
After a cloudy, muggy start with some fog, a bit of rain and drizzle, clouds will give way to sunshine today. It'll become windy and turn much less humid, our high 76. The wind will diminish this evening, clear and cooler overnight, though 58 in Midtown, 51 to 55 in many suburbs. Sunshine mixing with clouds tomorrow on a nice day, the high 76. Thursday, cloudy, cooler, periods of rain and a thunderstorm, the high Thursday, 68. AM 970, The Answer.
That's the man, Joe Lumberg, right there. Thank you, Joey. 5 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:55, Mike Gallagher coming up. You know, if you're anything like me, when you get a craving for Italian food, we're talking about the Italians, you want to eat the best. There's no better place than Michael's of Brooklyn. We'll be making a trip out there this week, Avenue R. Nostrand, right there in the great borough of Brooklyn, owned and operated by Fred and his brother Johnny. And Michael is there. Marianne is there. This is a family that's been there, you know, since 1964 as a pizza place in the corner. And I love going to Michael's of Brooklyn with Fred and Johnny. And I go, where was the pizza place? You know, because Russ Salzberg, our buddy, knows. Avenue R. Nostrand. That was the neighborhood back then. You know, I think Larry David was brought up not too far from there. So I go, where? And so apparently there was like a little, maybe the size of the studio here. There's like a, not very big, a pizza place, which was famous. People love Michael's of Brooklyn. Then Fred takes it, Johnny takes it, Michael, the grandson, they turn it into one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America. If that's not a great Italian-American success story. And you know what Fred always says to me? He goes, Joe, we started with you, and thanks to Mary, our superstar sales gal, she brought me over to Michael's of Brooklyn. We started with you. Now they're the world over. And I know when you're listening to my voice outside or watching online on AM970TheAnswer.com, you see, when you see sauces in the store, Michael's of Brooklyn. You take it home, you go, boom, Piscopo was right. And it's Michael's of Brooklyn, man. We appreciate Michael believing in us to get the word out because now it's the best jarred sauce out there. Michael's of Brooklyn. Where do they make it? Right there in Brooklyn. Right there, Avenue R. Nostrand. Right there where they have been since 1964. Family owned and operated. Authentic, legacy of Italian tradition. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Happy Tuesday. Rolling into Mike Gallagher on AM 970, The Answer. Dr. Gorka, Sebastian Gorka, and Dennis Prager, Kevin McCullough, and then Larry Elder's got a great show as well. Larry's great. Eric Metaxas, your friend. Hey, Frank, when you did that race where that, didn't you race somebody outside Casa Belvedere? Is that, remember that the somebody challenged you in the middle of the night, you were popping?
No. I've been in 2 foot races. One was with Joe Borelli in the fall of 2010.
Wow. Well,
and in spite of the fact that that was a brunch, that was a post-brunch race.
Not there at Casa Belvedere.
Well, no, that was outside of, that was on Sagayan Road, Sagayan in front of the hospital.
Barefoot
Avenue.
Shoes?
No, I had dress shoes on. He had sneakers.
Uh-huh.
And then
You beat Joe?
And then, yes, handily.
Joe.
And then
handily.
3 years later, I raced Mike Beck in front of Giovanni's in Eltingville. Mike Beck, unfortunately, now a convicted felon. but he's cooperating with the federal government, so he's not currently.
Is his list, is the wedding list on it with him when he was
I don't think he's convicted.
My fiance vetoed him. She says, you're capped at 6 felons. No more than 6 felons.
Guy.
So I pushed her to 8. So now we've got 8 felons.
Alleged or convicted?
This is going to be the Godfather. No cameras. Yes, no cameras. Remember that? Remember Richard Conte? They take a picture of him.
Who's he?
Can't talk about that.
No photographers. No iPhones. Hey, Frankie, thanks for a great show. I appreciate it always. We'll do it again tomorrow. Tomorrow. I'll be at the Yankee game today, guys. Go Yanks, go Mets, right? Yeah, that's what the guys are saying. Albert, thank you. Appreciate it, my friend, always. Debbie, we love you, and we love you for watching. Love you for listening on AM 970, The Answer. Go out and make it a great day because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.